At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Luke Joyce is the man behind the cleaning company.ie. That's a subscription-based window cleaning service where you sign up and his uniformed team show up every few weeks to clean your windows. We're here in Terranure in Dublin at a customer's house, and Luke's going to tell me more. Good morning to you, Luke.
Good morning, Bobby. Thanks a million for having me on.
Now, we're here in Waynesfort in Terranure. You've arrived at a job. You're about to clean the windows. Tell us about how this business works.
Yeah, so we're here in windy Waynesfort in Terranure, and basically we've arrived to do one of our quarterly cleans on this house behind us. So the way it works is a customer will sign up for a subscription window clean of every 6 weeks or every 12 weeks. So every 6 weeks we'll call to the house 8 times a year. Every 12 weeks will be once a quarter or 4 times a year. This house here is four times a year. So we'll arrive. The customer has got a text and an email yesterday to notify them that we're coming. We then would arrive and we'll do a full window and frame clean. And the customer has left the side gate open for us. We'll work away, close up after us. And then the customer is then charged kind of 3 to 5 days later via direct debit.
And typically how much would, say, this customer who's getting 4 visits a year pay for the service?
So this customer is paying €40, including VAT per clean. So it'll be €160 for the year. They also get their gutters done. So this customer gets their gutters cleaned out and their fascia and soffit cleaned once a year as well, which is about, for both services, about €150 on top of that.
Which is a great idea because it's very hard to get anybody to clean out gutters. So it's a good add-on. It's a good business model. So well done for that. How did this business come about, Luke?
Yeah, so I started the business back in 2017 and kind of quickly realised that there was no kind of, I suppose, household brand name for window cleaning. Like, I always looked at, say, for drain cleaning, I think a Dyna-Rod. For pest control, there's Rentokil. There's all these big crowds looking after domestic kind of customers as well. There was nothing like that for window cleaning. And it was also a very clunky, old-fashioned industry with lots of one-man bands, very fragmented, kind of loads of window cleaners. A lot of them then would disappear. You'd never see them again, all this sort of stuff. So it was, I kind of realised that there was space there for a really good brand to kind of take over, and that's what happened. So I suppose streamlined the systems. It's when I got to a certain amount of houses, I realised maybe why there were so many one-man bands, because it's low value, high volume jobs. So you're doing loads and loads of jobs, but €40 per job, you know, so there's loads of them. So I can see how the admin gets in the way. So I kind of made the decision to structure it differently and do the subscription-based model, which is where it's just completely hassle-free, all done automatically. And we started to do that, and I suppose kind of turned the kind of market on, or the industry on its head a bit, and took a different approach, which really took off. So that was probably 2021. And since then, we've doubled or tripled every year.
Now it's actually lashing rain here. So why don't we'll sit into the van for a minute. Yeah. I'm going to get into the van here, the cleaning company van. And I might even get to do a bit of work later on. Good to see there's a football here in the front of the van, Luke.
Probably taking out someone's gutter.
So yeah, now I feel like I'm on the job here because I'm in the front of the van with Luke. It's lashing outside. Just how have you scaled this business, Luke? Because very interesting. I know you were in Maynooth part-time as a student, and you were kind of doing this on the side when you were at college. But, you know, when all your mates went off developing apps and all this, you thought you saw something here that if you could, I suppose, scale what you described yourself as a one-man band type of business. You have how many vans on the road now?
So we have 13 vans on the road now.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I was in Maynooth University, and it was the only thing I put on my CAO because it was the only entrepreneurship course at the time. I don't know what it's like now, but I did that course, and the kind of the guys and the girls that I was in that course with were all mad for doing big tech stuff and all this thing, and I was out in Toyota Yaris cleaning windows, and I just kind of thought, I just knew that there was...
You were making more money than all of them.
yeah, and still am. But, yeah, I suppose I just thought it was a... It was just such a simple service. I taught myself from YouTube. Like, we can get a guy in. We're very careful who we select because of the, you know, the trust needed around homes and stuff like that. Yeah. But, like, you can train someone up and to do the job in 2 weeks. It's very easy. It's, you know, the equipment is easy. Everything about it was easy and hassle-free, and I just liked it.
And are you kind of self-taught in terms of the specialty of window cleaning, that you learned all that off YouTube?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm kind of from a farming background, where I grew up on a farm, so I would have been used to, I was up and down ladders from 4 years of age, you know, cleaning out gutters on sheds and
fixing stuff.
Yeah. So I was handy, and I suppose this was kind of a bolt-on. And the guys we have now, like we've fully qualified carpenters working as window cleaners, they're all handy guys, you know. So once they have a head on their shoulders, they can pick it up quickly, and then it's the most important part then is the dealing with the customers and the all the other aspect to it, you know.
And is the business model that they're self-employed, or do they actually work for you?
No, they're all directly employed by us. Yeah, the way it works is we take them on, we train them up. Once they're, you know, fully competent, everything, all the health and safety stuff is sorted, they'll get a van and they head out then. So it's usually one man per van. And that's kind of how back to your kind of question on scaling, the way it's scaled is we get so busy that I need to inject another van, and then that van eventually will get really busy, we inject another van. So I've kind of just, each year we've added kind of 4 or 5 vans, same this year.
Wow.
And that's kind of how we're rolling.
I see Carl working out of the window here, and the rain stopped. Luke, let's go and have a chat with him and see what he's up to. Back onto the job here now that the rain has stopped. Carl is working busily there at the window, and he's scrubbing the door as we speak.
How's it going? How are you?
Yeah, very good. Tell us about what you're actually doing here.
Well, we're doing a good clean on the windows like we do every house.
Yeah.
Kind of start by scrubbing them with a brush, and then you wash them down then with the purified water, which leaves no stains.
Okay, and so do you do outside first, then inside?
Well, it's kind of down to the customer. Some customers just want the outside, some want the inside, but it kind of start on the outside and then go on the inside, okay, then do the windows.
And come here, I'm liking your gear. You're nicely togged out, company logo, the cleaning company and all that. Brand image is important here, Luke, is it?
Absolutely, yeah. I suppose we're trying to separate ourselves from a lot of the competition, and people don't like when I say this, but the stereotypical window cleaner or stereotypical power washer who'll arrive not looking the best in maybe a non-branded van or a dirty van, whereas you can see the van here is absolutely spotless. All the equipment, right up to how Carl is presented to the customer, it's all extremely important. That's half the battle, is just looking professional, you know, the professional, the feel to it, and then, you know, the work look after itself. There, you can see the window now is drying, so it'll dry down the glass and
very
it'll dry
nice,
completely spot free.
In terms of the equipment needed, do you have water on the van, or how does it actually work?
Yeah, so we're, as I said, we're up on a farm up in the Dublin Mountains, so we're lucky enough that we have a water supply there. So we run through, it's a kind of complicated system of filters that strips out the spring well water to give us purified water. So there's nothing actually in this water, there's no nutrients, there's no,
right,
you couldn't even drink it, like there's nothing actually in it, which means when we clean, it's ionised as well, so it's like a magnet for dirt. So when that dries on the window, it dries completely spot-free. So some of the older generation that we have to give them a bit of convincing that it does work. You know, they sometimes you'd be leaving and they'd be out nearly wanting to squeeze you the windows themselves, but if you leave it, it dries spot-free. So each van has 500 or 600 litres of purified water every morning. We then have power in the vans. We have everything to be self-sufficient so that the customer doesn't have to be here. So if the customer's not home, it makes absolutely no difference. All they have to do is just leave the side gate open. We'll get everything done and they're charged online. So that's the whole hassle-free element of the job.
All right, well, look, it's called thecleaningcompany.ie. Carl, thanks for joining us and keep up the good work. And Luke, this is a great business and we're looking forward to seeing more of you.
Brilliant, thanks very much. Do you want to go?
I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Which one will I go? This one here?
This one here, yeah.
Now, hopefully I won't.
Okay.
hopefully I won't damage this lady's lovely window here in Terran Yor. Right.
What's my life? I'll have to clean in windows.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.